Well, good morning, everybody. Hello, and welcome to another installment of Where the Road May Lead. I'm your host, CJ, and wow, it's been quite an adventure since the last time that I have recorded a podcast and put it out there. I believe the last one was back in October, and here we are in January the 8th. Here is Friday. Boom, we're in this. We're out of that weird year of 2020, and what a way to kick off 2021. Am I right? But anyway, I just wanted to start off and just kind of explain, you know, kind of what's going on, why the show hasn't been rolling, and why ever. More now than ever, the show must go on. You know, to be when I started this show, I wanted it to be an outlet of honesty on my part, and really in anything that we do and we say, anything that I've portrayed on this podcast, at least. And you know, I think I'm just going to honor that commitment and just kind of go into, you know, these last, 2020 has not been a great year for me, for anybody. And I think that kind of goes without saying, you know, it's a duh, right? Of course, 2020 it's been just a strange year for us, monumentous, fantastic, amazing, maybe not in a good light, but definitely there have been some very fantastic and amazing things that have happened this year that have shaken the world, that have shaken the country, and that have shaken the American people, have shaken us, like me, myself, and not just, and I'm not talking about things that are just taking place on the political side, on the social side, things that are taking place on even just down to a personal level, things that people that we are dealing with day in and day out. And 2020 just carried just a whole bundle of bullshit with it, and it was met with ferocity and with anger and with some compassion and hate and rhetoric. And man, it was just it was really a banner year for crazy people and for trying to spur social justice and really, you know, you saw like what you really started to see what people are capable of and how they really are willing to fight for those things that they feel passionate about. And while I think that's great, I think a lot of it's kind of it's misguided, and you know, maybe we should take that passion, scale it back, and kind of come at it from a compromise, you know, from a realistic, like, hey, what can we do as the opposite side to kind of bridge that gap? Because in the end of the day, you know, whether you're on the left or you're the right, we're still all Americans, right? We still all belong to this country. We still all live in this country. We still all, you know, love the opportunities that it gives us. And when we get dumped on as Americans, you know, I think all of us have that same anger, and it just comes from a place of you know, us real Americans. And when I say real Americans, I don't mean Trump or Proud Boys or Antifa or anything. I just mean people that care about their neighbors, people that care about themselves and their children, and all they really want is to have a decent life and provide for their family and to have friends and to just live in relative peace, you know. And I think that's what everybody wants. It just seems like nowadays you're seeing the highlight of so many inequalities that are out there, and that's just sparking a lot of anger and stuff like that. But you know, for myself personally, 2020 was, you know, it kind of beat the shit out of me towards the end of the year. You know, and you know, I hear about people having good years and bad years. You know, I don't know if anyone's, you know, read you know, kept up with you know, literature, reading or literature, news articles. Does anyone read anymore? Does anyone like read papers, or does anyone read like articles or anything like that? Or do we just kind of read headlines? But, you know, it was in a part comforting, but in another part, it's just really frightening to start reading stories of people who, are backed into a corner, and where you're down to your last dollar, or maybe you don't have any money, you know, you know, job prospects aren't opening up for themselves. And, you know, you read about these people that are on the brink of failure, on the brink of collapse. And you think that, well, that's them, and then it can never happen to you. And, you know, this was the year that it happened to me, you know, coming on here, because I do talk about, you know, cannabis advocacy and, you know, just even advocacy for, other type of natural drugs, or natural remedies, that are out there, such as psilocybin, and, you know, marijuana, DMT, those type things that they do actually have a medical purpose and form and everything like that. So, you know, because I do delve into this and I talk, I kind of keep my identity hidden a little bit, you know, because I do try to have a professional. Trying is the key word, to have a professional career in life. And unfortunately, you know, that's one of the inequalities and the injustices. One of the downsides is, you know, from a cannabis advocate, you know, especially, you know, if you're in a state that it's legalized it, whether it's, and it doesn't matter whether it's medical, whether it's recreational, or on the CBD level, but you know, if you've legalized it, you know, those of states that have, and recently, I mean, what we got, Arizona, New Jersey, Montana, I think maybe South Dakota, still no Texas, dude. When Arizona and Montana legalize weed before Texas, we got a problem. You know, we really have a problem, guys. We need to rally behind that. But anyway, you know, even with the cannabis industry being normalized, there's still a stigma, you know, with anyone that kind of smokes marijuana for, even if it's recreational or if it is for medicinal purposes, you know, you get labeled with that stigma of like, oh, you're a stoner, you're dealing with a gateway drug, you're lazy, you just don't want to do anything, you know, you have that mentality, or that stereotype that's painted of you, when the truth of the matter is, you know, when you stack up, you know, drinking out what alcohol does to you and what marijuana does to you, and you line them up, you know, I don't think an employer or anyone looks at you bad for having a drink on the weekends. Or like if someone says, hey, you want a drink, or do you drink? You know, no one gives you any flack for it, unless, of course, you're an obsessive alcoholic, right? You're just a raging alcoholic, you know, who's out of control all the time. But, you know, on a normal basis, if you're sitting there talking with your boss and, you know, your boss invites you out, or like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, we're just going to sit around, you know, have a couple beers, watch the game or something like that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't get fired. You don't get looked at as if you're a bad person or anything. But, you know, if you say, oh, I'm just going to hang out, you know, smoke a joint, watch some football, then it changes. Even though, you know, when you look at the effects, you know, what alcohol can does to your system, what alcohol does to your reaction time, what alcohol does to your judgment, what alcohol does to your driving, what alcohol, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, does. And you look at what marijuana does, it you know, they're almost like level up, except, you know, I don't think anyone died. No one, I'm not going to say think, no one dies from marijuana overdosing. It just doesn't happen. But, you know, if you have 40 too many in the alcoholic range, then, you know, you're just kind of done, you know, your system can't take anymore. So, you know, when you try to compare, you know, apples to apples and just look at the side effects and the downsides that are associated with alcohol, and you look at the side effects and downsides that are associated with marijuana, I mean, it almost seems like they're neck and neck, if not alcohol has way more downsides than marijuana does, yet there's a huge stigma if you say you smoke marijuana as opposed to, yeah, I have a beer or two. There really is no difference, except we're just really programmed to accept culturally that drinking is acceptable, whereas marijuana isn't, even though it's been acceptable for thousands and thousands of years before now. So anyway, I keep everything separate, going back into, you know, the hardships and 2020 this year, it definitely was a trying time for me and my family over here. We were kind of one of the fortunate ones in the fact that my wife, she works for a school district. So, you know, she's a teacher and great teacher at that. So, we've always had the kind of added benefit of her, working and whatnot. But, myself, you know, I'm self-employed. I run a consulting firm, a consulting business, on the safety side of things. I deal with general industry. I deal with construction. I deal with utility companies, maintenance companies, all of these high risk industries that need an extra help in safety with consulting or with training or with guidelines or auditing or just another set of eyes on a project. And things were going really, really, really well until the pandemic hit, you know. And once the pandemic hit, a lot of the companies that I service, you know, scaled back on the services because, cutting costs and trying to really limit exposure to employees and themselves. COVID was really still kind of a mystery. And unfortunately, it seems like it's evolving itself to become a mystery. You know, it can't just be like a common ailment or a common disease that comes. We deal with it for a little, we struggle, and then we combat it, and then boom, we smash it out, and it's just done. It's mutating, it's evolving. You know, it's spreading itself faster. And so it is still very much a mystery, but I mean, you know, definitely at the beginning of 2020, it was very much so even more, because, you know, it was just this novel virus that just came out of nowhere and started destroying things. And, rightly so. Yes, it's a bummer, but I understand, you know, it doesn't go without understanding that I understand, you know, these companies, you know, they need to scale back where they can scale back. And a lot of times it's outside services and my services were one of them. So, you know, my work got scaled back to where I was bringing in, you know, a full-time income. It scaled back to a part-time income, and little by little it dried up, to where, really in the middle of the year, towards the end of the year, late August, September, going into October, and definitely into the end of the year, times got really bad, man. And I'm not gonna lie, times are still tough. Some of the businesses, my clients that I had before, are slowly picking back up, and business is kind of coming back, but you know, it definitely isn't fast enough. I needed outside assistance. It took a while to get on an assistance program, but I was able to, and I'm thankful for that. But you know, it's really disheartening when, you know, you spend a lot of your career and you know, prior to me being the small business owner, I've always worked for someone else. I've always paid into, you know, Social Security and unemployment and all these other things. When I needed them, I went through the application process and granted, there are a lot of people that are applying for assistance, and it took a long time for them to say yes. And in the meantime, my bills were stacking up, and we had to make a decision whether we needed to to buy food and pay rent and utilities, or, you know, kind of maintain, you know, some of the other more expendable bills. And of course, credit cards were the first to kind of go. And, you know, seeing my wife and my credit just take a nosedive, because, you know, we're having to make the decision of, you know, paying off the American Express, or paying off a storage bill, or paying off, you know, a Capital One, you know, emergency credit card, or being able to, have food. And that's not an over dramatization or an exaggeration. That's life. You know, here it's, you know, the assistance, it helps. It helps a little, because right now it's not much that I get. I feel like our bank accounts are constantly in the negative. You know, I bank with a credit union. My wife banks with a national bank, and you know, both of our credit unions run, or both of our bank accounts run in the negative. You know, when she gets paid once a month, and you know, we have to make a decision what needs to get paid. You know, we have to separate that into a month and disperse it out into, like, okay, you know, we need money for gas, so that she can get to work, and I can try to get out there and make stuff happen. You know, we have to plan out a month's worth of groceries, so that every day we kind of have something. You know, I myself, and you know, I've gone down to basically eating once a day, not really out of want, but just more out of necessity. You know, I don't do breakfast or lunch or anything like that anymore, and you know, it's mainly just kind of saving what we have so that we can make something for dinner, and you know, at least have something for my daughter to eat. I don't really care too much about myself, or, you know, as long as my wife and my kids get to eat, right? You know, I put myself out there and have applied for jobs. I feel like every job that LinkedIn, ZipRecruiter, Career Builder, Indeed, and, you know, every other job board in the middle has to offer, I've applied for. You know, when it comes to safety representatives, consultants, directors, managers, coordinators, you know, even down to a point where, you know, I just started applying for any job, you know, which is the Shell down the street, the Bolero, you know, just a convenience store down the road. And, you know, every application I put in for, it doesn't get answered. You know, when the phone doesn't ring anymore, even for gas attendant positions, it really knocks you down a peg, you know, really knocks you back a peg. Because, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 2019, man, I was in charge of a safety program for a company that was bringing in about 40 to 50 million a year. We had going on 200 employees. You know, I was at the top level when it came to safety and health for the company. And now I can't even get hired at Valero. So that it's, you know, I'm grateful that we're in Texas, you know, this great state of Texas. You know, I'm grateful that our governor is trying to you know, keep businesses open, and trying to realize that, you know, we can't close down, and we need to keep this economy going. And I appreciate that, because that just means opportunity. You know, it means opportunity for me. And You know, it does help out when I get those, you know, one or two phone calls. I did a couple of classes for a company up in Houston in November. Unfortunately, they're on a 90-day pay cycle, so I'll get paid for those classes hopefully this month. So it's just times are hard. You know, times are hard, and going into 2021, with the last week of 2020 got its licks in. It dropped us from a two-car household to a one-car household, and on New Year's Eve evening, driving home from the store, I got cut off and rear-ended somebody. And to add insult to injury, that person didn't even stop. They took off, and I couldn't even get a picture or get a license number or even chase after them to ask them what was up, because my bumper got bent into my tire. So I couldn't really do much other than kind of pull off to the side and spend the next hour in the rain taking my bumper off so that I could drive home. It sounds really dramatic, but it was a shitty day in Texas, in South Texas on New Year's Eve. It was wet. It was cold. It was a shitty day. And yeah, that's how 2020, you know, said goodbye to me. So I'm not a huge fan of 2020 whatsoever. And, again, in the spirit of honesty, you know, I hate to say that I'm one of those people that you read about, but man, I become one of those people that you read about, and it just sucks because, you know, I'm not sure what type of impression people get when they read articles like that, or what the, you know, the things. I only know what I think, and you know, before when I read those articles about how bad people are doing, and how dangerous it's getting, and how frightening it is getting, you know, I had. You know, somewhat of a steady income, or I didn't have those issues, you know, I would think, well, you know, are they really doing everything that they can, or are they really trying? Is there anything else that you can do? And, you know, I'm here to answer if you're one of those people that doubt, or that don't have any compassion for anybody that's really suffering and going through some hard times, during this fucked up pandemic. I'm here to tell you, it's definitely not, you know, only people who refuse to do anything or are quite satisfied with sitting behind closed doors and letting their life go by. I've never been that way. I've always been a worker. I've always wanted to work since I've been able to work. I've been on the job. I don't care what I do, you know, as long as I am able to provide for myself and my family. You know, there's something noble in that. And, you know, here I am for the first time in my life. I'm in a position where, you know, I have a knowledge, I have a skill, I have a resource. I know my capabilities. I know what I'm able to do, how I'm able to do it. You know, I've gone from never having an issue finding a job. If I could have an interview, that job was mine, you know, because I'm that good. I'm good. And that's not me being overly boastful. It's just me stating a fact, and you know, I have the experience. I have a wealth of experience and knowledge, and I'm an excellent speaker, I'm an excellent teacher, and even with all of that background and experience, it's still so difficult to even get noticed out there. For, you know, one of those jobs, you know, a job that will kind of let me breathe easy, you know, let me breathe easy for a bit, and even, you know, when I try to apply for these lower level jobs, these lower these lower paying jobs. You know, I was asked, or I was told they didn't really want to go with someone like me, because I would leave, or if a better job opportunity comes up, I would leave. So, you know, I'm kind of up against the cream of the crop when I'm applying for positions that I am capable of handling. And you know, when it comes to trying to make some extra scratch or trying to just keep my head above water, just making some money in the meantime, I'm not even qualified for those jobs because I'm overqualified. You know, they have a fear that I'm going to leave. Even when I tell them, look, I need something. I feel like I'm almost begging. And it still doesn't work. It still doesn't work. It's very easy for people out there that are in this type of distress to feel like it's only them, you know, to feel alone. Because I felt alone so many times, you know, I couldn't tell you how many times, you know, my wife would go to work and I was here with the baby. She's three. And I'm just playing Mr. Mom, you know, I'm being the stay-at-home dad, trying to not let it get to me. Because I've never been a stay-at-home dad. You know, I've never been a stay-at-home parent. If I've been without a job, it's never for long. It's always, you know, a few weeks before I started a new one. You know, this is very different territory for me. Even when I left the comfort of my job and I decided to do things my way, run my own business, start a safety consulting firm. You know, the times were different. It was about September, maybe August, September of 2019. You know, we didn't even know what COVID was. They have an inkling on the radar or anything like that. About a week or so after I left my position with my former company, and I started my consulting firm. Within a week, I got a client, and within a month, I had about three clients, one in locally in San Antonio, one up in Houston, and one down in Corpus Christi, and things were running smooth. I never would have guessed that this pandemic would have come out of nowhere, come out of left field, and just completely derailed things. And I feel like I'm starting from scratch again. I feel like I'm in the same position that I was back in 2019 when I decided to leave my company that I was with and to embark on this self-proprietorship. The only thing that's different is back then I had my savings, I had my retirement, I had my employee stock benefit, all nice and padded so that I could easily break away and not have to worry about an income for at least a few months. And it feels like I'm back there. I'm back trying to build something out of scratch, trying to claw my way back into the small business forum. Only this time I have zero resources. I find that, you know, now I'm, you know, one, because of COVID, I guess it's a good thing because, you know, one of the silver linings of COVID is that people have to pay attention to their phone calls and their emails now because, you know, going door to door to business to kind of, you know, sit and talk to the powers that be, you know, try to give you a chance. You know, those days are a memory right now. And I don't know, you know, when we'll be able to get to a point where it's okay to just kind of drop in unexpectedly and just try to sit and chat and try to get some business. So everything's done online now. So, you know, every day is spent emailing and phone calling people and trying to get bites on the line. So, yeah, I guess that's a good thing. It saves me on gas because right now I really don't have the money to actually go out there and hit the pavement to start talking to people. So, long story, you know, really long story. I'm a few minutes, I'm a while into this now. I wasn't in a place. Everything that's kind of gone wrong last year, that went wrong last year, and the way 2020 ended with us being cut down to one vehicle and then that vehicle getting into an accident. It's been really hard to share any of that. Because I feel like I'm whiny almost, you know, I feel like, you know, all this negativity and all these bad things that happen, I just have to take them in stride. And as long as I keep both feet on the ground and my head forward and I keep pushing, I'll get through this. And man, 2020 just seems like bad news after bad news after bad news. You know, it never let up. It just seems like it never let up. And by the end of the year, after my last podcast, I got really down. It got really bad. I went into that really dark place. And you know, I know I come on here and I talk about fighting the darkness, and man, the darkness won for a while. I didn't want to see anyone or do anything. Christmas was so, you know, this is the first time that, that I wasn't able to provide a Christmas for my family. You know, my son Phoenix, is his birthday in December. And, I couldn't even buy him a birthday cake. And that's difficult because, you know, I've always been able to do something, you know, for my kids and for my family. I've always been able to kind of rally and pull things together. It always seemed like there was always a window that opened when everything else seems shut. And it just seems lately, even an opportunity, even an open window shuts on you when you try to go through it sometimes. And it's been shut a lot lately. It's been shut a lot. And it really, really starts affecting you. You know, it really starts messing with you, and especially when you already have some bad thoughts going on in your head, it makes it really difficult to see good. It makes it really difficult to get up in the morning. And I'm not gonna lie, there were some days where I got up and I didn't do anything. I didn't move anywhere. I didn't go anywhere. I got up. Used the restroom. And then sat down in my room. I have a nice, comfortable chair, and I didn't move. I didn't move until my wife got home. There's times where I felt like giving up. There's times where I felt like things were too much. Like it was too much for me to handle, and it was very foreign for me because I've never been that way. I've never been that way. I've always, you know, even when times did get me down, I found some spark inside that I could count on, lighting that would bring me up and that would bring the fire back to my life, bring the fire back to me and to the want of wanting to do better. And, it's scary when you wake up one day and you found that spark is missing. And, every day I got up and I said to myself, if even I should record something, I should sit down and put my feelings down to, and I couldn't even do that. You know, I couldn't even do that. You know, this depression, this life, this, the direction that a lot of this negative shit has been going, it was really weighing on me and really winning. The darkness, it won for a long time, man. And, you know, I would do little things. I would try to do little things to get up, you know, every now and then, you know, we'll try to have a good day, you know, we'll try to have a good day and, you know, I'll try to cook something out. I've always liked, you know, barbecuing and smoking and stuff. And if you guys see my other Instagram page, you kind of see like some other stuff that I've put up there. And, you know, I try to keep myself busy with my home grow operation. And, man, if I didn't grow my own cannabis, I don't think that there's a way that I could have, you know, smoked anything at any point last year, because there just wasn't any money. You know, if you're one of those people that, you know, if you don't grow your own cannabis and you know how expensive it is, even if you're going through dispensaries or however you're acquiring your cannabis, it's not an inexpensive feat. So, yeah, if I didn't grow my own stuff, man, it would have been a really shitty year. It would have been a really bad year. Really, really bad year. But yeah, no, I hit some very low periods and dark periods of my life. And, you know, I've sought comfort and, you know, just, I try to watch, you know, positive people, and I try to follow positive people. And, you know, when I turn on the music and I have a rare occasion to myself and I can just sit there and listen to what I want, I've always tried to put something on that is stimulating, like just, you know, I try to put on some Joe Rogan Experience or, you know, something funny, like Bill Burr's weekly podcast, or, you know, Brendan Schaub or someone, and, you know, to try to bring me out of that funk. And it works sometimes. And a lot of times it didn't. A lot of times it didn't. A lot of times I let the darkness kind of win. And there was a lot of periods where in my head I felt like, dude, you need to get up. You need to get up and you need to do something with yourself. You need to figure out life. You can't just stop. You know, the moment you stop is when it all ends. You know, that's when everything seems to start going wrong. You know, even down to your health, your relationships, everything just starts going south when you stop trying. And you know, I would have these internal struggles and fight with myself, because I knew deep down that spark was still there. It was just buried under a bunch of bullshit. And every now and then that little spark would pump up and say, hey, asshole, what the fuck are you doing, man? Get up, man. You gotta keep moving, man. You gotta keep doing something. You gotta keep moving forward in whatever your pursuit is, man. And that's with anything. That's with anything. Yeah, that's with your career. That's with your health, with life, with love, with relationships. The moment you stop trying, everything just dries up and goes away. And I would have these fights, and a lot of times that darkness, that shitty side, that part of myself that I hate would win. And those were some of the lowest points in my life. I don't know if I felt any lower than just sitting in my own room, in like the same clothes that I've been wearing for 3 or 4 days straight, just watching reruns of The Office, because it was comforting and familiar and it made me feel okay. It was like a little security blanket, from the outside world, from the fact that I even on unemployment, even on benefits, you know, it still wasn't enough. And it kept hidden the fact that even though I'm qualified, no one calls. Even though I spend, you know, time putting in applications and trying to field some type of work, it never amounts to anything. You know, it sucks to wake up to know that you don't have anything to do to that day. You know, it sucks to know that it really doesn't matter what time you wake up, because no one's waiting for you. No one's waiting. No one's depending on you. You're just baggage. And man, that's a horrible place to be. It's a horrible place to be. And that was my life. That was life. It was life for most of 2020. Definitely the end. I didn't feel like I was in a place to record anything. I didn't want to record anything. You know, I felt, what was the point? You know, what's the point of putting something out there if it's just down? You know, if it's just nothing but negativity, or if it's just how shitty life is right now. And you know, maybe there is a benefit to putting it all out there, because you know, I know that when I was in my darkest moments and I was really contemplating just giving everything up, you know, when I would see news stories or read articles of folks going through the same thing, it strangely made me feel okay. Like it made me feel like things maybe weren't so bad, or that I wasn't the only one. And maybe it wasn't me. Maybe it wasn't because I'm broken. Maybe it's because the system's kind of broken right now. And because COVID's kind of changing, not kind of, is definitively has changed how we live, how we do anything in life anymore, who we invite over, whether or not we can have a birthday party in the privacy of our backyard. Like, all of that's changed. All of that's, it's come into question. Times are different. Times have changed, and it does us. I know it definitely does me absolutely no good to wake up and think that this is it, or to believe what depression and what negativity and what bullshit is telling you. You know, if you buy into that, if you buy into the fact that this is it, that it's not going to get any better, that it's only you, that it's only you, then it leads down a road that I very few recover from. But you know, maybe it's good to record and to put it all out there, you know, and that's why I'm here. You know, that's why I'm here to let you guys know that, you know, if you're in this situation, if you're in a similar situation, if you've gone through a similar situation, you know somebody that's in a similar situation, you can really, truly rest assured that, man, it is not only you. You know, there is a reason why there are millions and millions and millions of Americans on assistance right now, and there's a reason why this election that we just had has the most Americans turn out to vote than any other election that we've had. You know, there's a reason why there's a reason for it, and it's not just you, or it's not just me. You know, I'm here, you know, to tell you that it's not just, you know, people that we assume are quote unquote lazy or that are working the system. I don't want to be on the system. I hate this. I hate even asking for assistance. You know, I want so desperately not to be on assistance anymore. You know, I want desperately to be in a point where I can help. you know, where maybe this company can get big enough where I need to bring in somebody else to help me with some of, you know, some training or to help with some clients and in turn give back, you know, help somebody else that was in a similar situation by giving them a leg up. And it has to get better, because there is a failure is the only alternative. And you know, when we're talking about failure, we're not just talking about one person's failure, we're talking about the nation's failure. You know, we're talking about everyone's failure, and we all can't fail. You know, all of us that are in this situation where we're possibly on unemployment, or we're possibly on not even unemployment, we're scrounging the bottom of the barrel trying to survive one day to the next to make it through this dark tunnel that we're in. There are so many of us out there, and this is not going to be the norm. This can't be the normal. We have to believe that there is a better day. We have to get up every day and tell ourselves that today is a better day than yesterday. We have to get up and move. We have to get out there and put ourselves forward in whatever form or capacity that may be. You know, we have to fight. We have to fight against ourselves. We have to fight against, you know, society. We have to fight against everything, so that we don't fade off, you know, and it's okay. You know, it's okay to be in a low point. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to feel bad. It's okay to get angry and to say, fuck, this sucks. It's okay. It is okay. It's just not okay to stop. It's just not okay to give in to those feelings of failure. It's not okay to give in to those feelings of despair. Those feelings where you think that nothing is going to happen to you again. Or that nothing's going to go right for you again. Because it's just the bullshit talking. It's just the bad experiences that everybody is going through. It's not just you. It's not just you, man. And it's not just me. It's us. And the only way we're going to get through this is together, right? We have to pick each other up. We have to understand that there is good. There is a better life. There is a life without COVID. There is a life without the bullshit of social inequality or injustice or, you know, that there is a beautiful thing that we can attain, but we have to remain strong and vigilant. And I have to keep telling myself that I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this. And it takes time. It takes time. So there you go. That's kind of why. Whether it be a good reason or not, I don't think it's a good reason. You know, now looking back at it, you know, I feel like I should have put myself out there and, you know, pushed myself to do better. But that's 2020. It's the past, right? We're in 2021, and it's been a hell of a year so far. We're 8 days in, and Jesus Christ, you know, insurrection at the Capitol. What is going on, people? At least we're not, like, overrunning Capitol buildings. You know, those of us that are kind of, you know, down in the dumps and, you know, things might not be working out for you the way you want. Business might be working out for you. Jobs might not be calling or anything like that. But there is going to be a time when the phones are going to ring and that bank account won't have a negative sign in front of it, and you know, you won't have to rely on one vehicle or no vehicles or walking. You know, there's going to be a day where you're going to have a refrigerator full of food, and you're not going to have a want or a worry, and you know, your biggest question is, what are we barbecuing this? What are we cooking out this weekend? We're going to get back to that, but it's just going to take time. And it's going to take a lot of effort, and it's going to take a lot of tenacity and gumption and just work ethic and good old-fashioned American work ethic. Believing in ourselves, believing in you. You believe in you, and you believe in me, and everybody. It's just a big old circle jerk of believing in each other, because at the end of the day, that's all we have, man. We just have each other and the belief that we have, and the belief in each other that, you know, that we have for one another. I know that's really ineloquent way of putting it, but, you know, that's what we have, man. You know, we just have, you know, we have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe in ourselves, and we have to believe in other people. That we have to turn, and then that we can turn these things around, man. You know, everything from the economy to you know, your life situation, your job, your career, your family, you know, the nation. You know, we can change everything for the good. You know, we can get everything back on track so that we can be proud, not only to be Americans, but to be ourselves. You know, we'd be proud of our lives. We'd be proud of the life that we provided for our families. And God damn it, we're going to get there. You know, we're going to get there through all this, through all the darkness, through all the bullshit, through all the muck, through all the self-loathing and doubt and contemplated suicide. We're going to get through it because we have to get through it. There is no other choice. You know, it has to be. You know, it's in these times that we really learn our character, right? And we really discover what we're made out of and what we can do and what we can't do and what we're about. And, you know, when you face those dark times, that's when you need to double down, right? That's when you need to double down and say, no, I got this. We got this. And you just got to go out there and do. You just got to go out there and do, man. You just got to go live. And I'm talking any little thing. You know, I don't know what your situation is, but, man, in my darkest moments, if I could have just gotten up and taken a shower, putting on some real clothes, and gone outside instead of waking up, walking 10 feet, sitting in a chair, and putting on my favorite show, that day would have gone completely different. Would have gone completely different for the positive, for the negative, but it would have been better. Any day would have been better than what I did and what I continued to do, which was get up and do nothing. So if you were like me, if you have days like that where you get up and you feel like it's not worth it because nothing's going to change, because no one cares, because no one cares about me, because no one cares about what I do or don't do or whatever the case is. You know, if you have, just get up, get yourself a shower, get yourself a new pair of clothes, some clean, fresh clothes, and put them on. Put on your shoes and go outside. Take a deep breath, look around, go for a walk, get in your car, go for a drive, talk to somebody. And I don't mean talk to somebody professional. Literally, just walk up and talk to somebody. Pass, it doesn't have to be long. Go for a walk. When you pass somebody, hey, good morning, how are you doing? You pass somebody who's walking their dog or something, that's a good pup. Hi, good morning. Just get out there. Go for a walk. Go for a drive. Remember what it is to live. And I guarantee you that start of the day, starting the day that way, is going to be a lot more productive, is going to give you a lot more happiness in your life than if you just got up and did nothing. And I can tell you that for a fact. I know that to be true. 100% guarantee you, because that was me. And I'm not trying to tell you to do something without having done it itself. You know, I'm not telling you that life is hard and you know, there's some downsides, but we just got to go through them because that's what it is. And I'm not saying that because I believe it. I'm saying that because I'm living it right now. You can believe everything that I'm telling you. I'm telling you because I'm dealing with this right now. I'm dealing with living in a household where I don't know if I have enough food to last till the end of the month. I don't know if I have enough money to pay for gas so I can take my wife to work so she can make it to her job until the end of the month. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get a client. I don't know if I'm going to score a class. I don't know if I'm going to get paid anything this month. But I'm going to try. But I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try to do everything that I can within my power so that I can change that. So that I can go into next month with some business. So that I can go into next month with a client. So that I can go on with the rest of my life making something of myself, making something of my family. And that's what we have to do. Every single day, you got to get up and you got to try, man. You got to try because the moment you stop trying, that's the moment everything ends. And that's the moment that we've given into our failure. And that's when failure really truly becomes failure in the true sense of the word. That's when you give up. That's when you give up. So I think I've talked you guys' ears off I'm going to go ahead and, you know, it's a new year. So I'm going to go ahead and call this one episode one of season two. How about that, guys? So episode one, season two, 2021, where the road may lead, coming straight at you. Hopefully this helps. You know, I know for me, just sitting here talking and getting all of this out, the things that I feel internally every single day, just actually saying them out loud, saying them into something and knowing that it's going to go out there. It feels good. It feels like a little bit, not a lot. It feels like a little bit is kind of coming off of my shoulders and I can at least start feeling like I can move a little bit, like I have energy. You know, you have that energy, you have that want, you have that motivation to go out there and take the world, you know, and you have to remember that. It's in there. I swear to God, it's in there, that want to take your ideas and to form them into reality, that want to mold your best intentions into something viable. Right, that motivation that want to move forward, to burst forward, not just walking, but to run, to lunge, to leap forward into the next challenge. It's there deep inside, man. It's just been beaten down. It's been buried. It's just been buried under mountains of negativity. But mountains can be moved. You know, the mountains can be destroyed. Mountains can be worn away. Those mounds, you know, all that shit can be stripped away, and you can rediscover that motivation. You can rediscover that want, that need to live, that need to thrive, to not just live but to thrive, to succeed, to push forward, to when you see a barrier, not just to take it but to knock it down. Burst through it, man. We all have it. We all have that fire inside. We all have it. We just forget. That light doesn't go out. It just dims. It shrinks it down to an ember. But it's up to us, man. It's up to us to constantly try to stoke that fire. To try to stoke that fire of motivation. So that we can push ourselves, we can push ourselves into that next level, so we can reach that next level of success, that next level of happiness, that next level of whatever it is that you're looking for. You know, we've got to punch through it. And every day is a fight. Every day is a fight with yourself. It's a fight with anxiety. Whether it's a fight with overthinking, whether it's a fight with whatever. We've got to really look at those mental barriers and try to knock them down, man, and get up and do something. You know, start exercising, go for a walk, take a drink, do something that you wouldn't normally do in your daily routine. Break that cycle. And then continue to break until you started a new cycle. A cycle of success, a cycle of love, a cycle of prosperity, a cycle of compassion, a cycle of empathy, a cycle of intense want to do more, not only for yourself, but for your fellow man, for your fellow person. That's what we need to strive for, not just making it, not just surviving, but flourishing. We need to flourish. And then once we flourish, we need to help those around us flourish. That's what it means to be generous. That's what it means to be prosperous. That's what it means to be a human. You know, that's what it means to be a human being, to go forward and to try to break down those things and to try to achieve success and then to try to help those around you up to your level. That's what you want to strive for as a person, as a leader, as everything. You want to bring those people that are around you, or those people that don't have the opportunity, those people that don't have chances, that didn't have what you have, you want to grab them and bring them up to your level so that they can reach higher, so they can reach the success that they're looking for, so they can attain their goals, and then along the way, they can reach down and bring people up, and then the cycle continues. That's how we do it. But we got to remember, man, that we're human. We got to remember that even on the darkest days, there's going to be light. That darkness is going to end. That sun's going to breach that fucking horizon, man. It's going to shine on your face, and that warmth is going to feel so damn good. It's not always dark. As much as we paint it that way, as much as we think that that the cycle doesn't end, or that it perpetuates itself, or whenever something happens, we forget about the 10 things that could happen. We tend to forget about the good things that happen, and we focus on that one little negative thing that happens. And then by focusing on that one little negative thing, it begins a chain reaction. It's like, oh, remember, well, yeah, that happened, and then remember that, and it's always me. See, it's always me, because this happened, and before that, there was this, and then this, and remember that, and it. Who does it always happen? It always happens to me. And then we start developing that victim mentality. We start developing that mentality where it's everyone's against you, and no matter what you do, there's always going to be someone there to shove you down, or to push you back, or to knock you down a peg, whatever it is. You start falling into that trap of feeling like. The universe is against you when it's not. It's just life. It is literally just life. These things, these little accidents, these car wrecks, these bills that don't get paid, or whatever. These little things that we just think only happen to us. They happen to everybody. Sometimes it piles on. Sometimes it's far, few, and in between. But they always happen. The only difference is, we have to recognize that these are common, that these happen to every Tom, Dick, Jane, Harry, whoever. It's not just you, man. It's not just you. It's not just me. It's everybody. These things happen. And how we deal with them determines our mental state. Do we let it get it down? Do we start thinking about, well, this happened, oh, and then last month this, and then we start, do we go back and start living in the past and start accumulating? Start doing this self-accumulation of all this negative energy, and we shove it on top of that one instance that happened that day. And then now that one little moment turned into an entirety of negativity because of us, because we willed it that way. When all we need to do is just look at it, it's just a shitty thing that happened, and then we move on. We don't look back, we look forward, and it's so hard. It is really hard to do. is way easier for me to sit here and say, like, hey, you got to stop looking back at failure and look forward towards the future. We're looking at the wrong F, right? We're looking at failure instead of future, but it's like we're programmed that way. We can't forget about the past because we feel like the past defines us. And if the past is filled with failure, then, you know, does it define you as a failure? Absolutely not. Failures are just opportunities to succeed. It sounds so cliche. I feel like I'm ripping off Tony Robbins or somebody, but God damn it, it's fucking true, guys. Every failure starts off with the opportunity to be a success. You know, whether it's an outside force or whether it's our own undoing, that failure at the beginning had the spark, had the potential of being a success. Where we go wrong is by taking that failure and thinking that is the end all be all. That idea is dead and done. It's over with. We don't take back that failure and start molding it again like clay. We don't start reworking it into making a failure into an opportunity to make it into a success. And if it doesn't work, do we just drop it off, or do we just take that back? Do we take that failure again? And do we tweak it? Do we mold it? Just like that clay, just like an artist molds clay. Do we mold it into something different and we put it out there? And if it doesn't work, then we do it again. And then we do it again until we get something that works. Our failure is in stopping. Our failure is in failing to believe that we are capable of achieving that success. When we sit and we think about everybody that has it better off than we do, they almost seem like a mystical, like mystical beings, right? People that live in fancy, you know, the fanciest areas in towns, or the wealthy areas in town, you know, the areas that you drive through on Christmas to look at their lights, right? And you start driving like, man, look at these houses. Wow. Wish I could live here. Man, one of these days, right? One of these days. That day never comes if you're not prepared to handle failure. If you don't know how to handle failure, if you don't know that a failure is just an opportunity for you to tweak something into a success. Every failure is one step away from success. Think about that. And that is true, man. Every failure that you have gone through, that I have gone through, it's probably just one step away from success, except we were maybe not equipped to take it. We didn't recognize that, or we gave up. We didn't believe in ourselves. And now is the time where we need to believe in ourselves. Who's going to? When does it start? I'm a 41-year-old man going on to 42. You know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, if you were to ask me, you know, where I saw myself in the future, in my career, I don't think it would have been a crazy question. Like, probably, you know, just working, you know, being safety director somewhere, some company. If you ask me now, the future is quite uncertain. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to be successful. It is up to me to determine whether my future is successful. And that has everything to do with how I approach my life, how I approach these negative aspects of my life, how I approach and deal with these dark days where I feel like getting up is just not worth doing. It's in ourselves. It's in each and every one of us. And some of us have better support systems than others, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to come down to, do you want better? Do I or you want better so much to a point that I'm willing to live and breathe my failures until I get success? I'm willing to take a few no's. I'm willing for things not to work out as long as I keep at it, as long as I keep, just like that artist keeping at that mold, keeping at that clay. I'm just working at it, working at it, working at it. If something doesn't work, then I work something else. And if this doesn't work, then I work, try something else. And I keep moving it and I keep adjusting things until I have something that will work. Until I have something that I can be proud of. Until I have something that I can call success. So anyway, guys, here we are, 2021, season 2, episode 1 of Where the Road May Lead, and I'm hoping that it's going to lead to a greener pasture for myself, for my family, and I hope any of you that are listening to this all the way through, I hope that at least, you know, if you're in the same situation that I am, maybe it gives you some hope. Maybe at least it lets you breathe easy and to know that there are people out there who are having a really shitty time right now. And there are people out there that, not because they're lazy, not because they like to ride the system, but because just the circumstances of how life is right now. You know, they find themselves in a situation that they never dreamt they would ever be in. You know, and if you have friends or family like that, take compassion. Take compassion and just say, hey, man, I'm there. If you just need to talk, you need to talk. You need someone to watch the kids. You need to go for a drive or something just to clear your head, just to figure out some time, man. Just offer, just help them out. You know, it doesn't have to be money. It doesn't have to be anything like that. I'm sure anybody who's in the situation, the same situation that I am, you know, where you have a legitimate want and need to work so that you can stand on your own two feet and so you can feel good about yourself. You don't want to take money from anybody. I hate that. I feel like a little kid. I feel like fucking Oliver asking for more. You know, like I feel like I'm the epitome of pathetic when I have to ask people for money. But man, it's a lot of pride to swallow. It's a lot of pride to swallow, and you know, sometimes you have to do it. Sometimes you have to swallow it, and if you're friends or family with someone that's in a situation like that, you know, a little bit of understanding and compassion, that's all you need, man. And like I said, you know, it's not money or anything like that we need help with. Sometimes it's just life. Sometimes it's someone to just sit there and talk to and listen, you know, not really even offer any suggestions, just someone to sit there so you can rant and rave and scream and get angry and cry and let it all out. Because when you keep it to yourself, man, that's when the darkness really creeps in, and that's when you get into those negative spaces that lead to the deepest of depressions and the darkest corners of contemplating suicide. And, you know, I've been in those recesses, and it's not somewhere that you want to be. So I really do hope that someone out there listens to this and maybe thinks like, okay, I can do this. I got this. Because you do, man. You do got this. You are going to get through this. Because I'm going to get through this. We have to get through this, because what is the other option? The other option is laying down and giving up. That's never been an option. Not now, and it never will be. So you got to fight. Damn it, you got to fight. You got to fight to stay yourself. You have to fight to stay positive. You have to fight to stay on top of it. You have to fight for yourself. So that's what I'm going to do. And I really hope that you do the same thing so that we can eventually look back and be humbled by the experiences of 2020 and 2021. And hopefully we can be in a positions we can be in a position that we can help when we see someone else in need, when we see another person struggling, that we're able to extend our hand and bring them up to our level, you know, bring them up out of those recesses, bring them up out of that darkness of depression, and bring them back into the light. That's what I'm striving for myself, and that's what I hope and strive and hope that each and every one of you strive for as well. You know, the only way is up, the only way is out. So let's do it together. All right. This is CJ coming at you from San Antonio, Texas, on this beautiful Friday, January the 8th, 2021. And like I said, this is episode 1, season 2, and I'm very happy to come at you guys and be back at it, be back behind the microphone. So, all right, guys, I've said enough. I've said a lot. Love you guys. Big kisses. Mwah. Take care of each other and yourselves. And remember, stay positive. Love you guys. Bye.